Georgia's DBHDD is urging people to store and lock away all medications to prevent theft and keep them away from children and pets. Old medications can be disposed at Dropbox locations. Dropbox locations can be found at opioidresponse.info.
My name is Kalina Bowler. I've worked for years in location management as part of Georgia's growing film and television industry. I help identify the perfect location for productions. On this podcast, we meet the people whose names you see when the credits roll. Sit back and relax with The Credits, a podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting. On this show, we've talked to many people who dedicate their lives to Yollywood, from production assistants to stunt doubles to actors. But what about the next generation of filmmakers, those carrying the torch?
Hey, yo, sound the alarm. Bah, 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 bah. Your boy done it again.
Take up space in my restaurant?
No.
Fall for another internet scam?
No.
Mooch off your mama?
No.
At the Savannah College of Art and Design, film and television students bring a sitcom to life.
It's your boy Lord Clout, and I'm here at Bell's, where the food is so good there are no parallels. You got Marcus on the stove, Tiana with the vocals. This place is a favorite of tourists and locals.
This student-produced show is called Grits, short for Girls Raised in the South. It follows the owner of a soul food restaurant called Bell's. The owner is trying not only to manage her business, but also her family and friends. A live audience watches on.
Okay, see, what had happened was we...
Get your butt in the back. Didn't I tell you to stay away from that soul boy?
I rest my case.
Look, I can't fire my staff. There has to be something else we can do.
There isn't. Either you fire your staff or we're done.
Grits was developed by SCAD alum Chad Morton. He lives in L.A. now and hopes to make it as a writer and director. During his senior year, Morton says some of his SCAD professors asked him to create a sitcom.
I was leaving at the time. I was a senior. And I was like, if I'm going to make this show, I want it to mean something with each episode. So after a lot of like banging my head on the wall and trying to figure out what I wanted to bring to SCAD, I came to the conclusion that I wanted to make a show that tackled Black issues or taboo subjects that isn't talked about as much. And I knew that through doing that, I could have a lot of Black actors like finally get roles that they probably, you know, weren't able to get, and tell stories that aren't told about, or at least talk about subjects that just aren't thought about as much. And that's how we came to Grits.
Now, we've seen that diversity play out both in front of the camera and behind the scenes on Grits.
All right, we are ready and rolling. Call it.
Marker.
And action.
More than 160 students contributed to the sitcom, assuming different filmmaker roles like actors, producers, to camera operators, and lighting techs. One member of this hardworking crew is Corey Graves, who's directing this production of Grits. If you missed her a second ago, here she is again.
Action!
Off to the races. Corey is from Orange County, California, and she's finishing up her junior year at SCAD. She says it's incredible to see how much the entertainment industry is diversifying before her eyes.
When I started at SCAD and I started doing these sitcoms in 2017, it really became female dominant with regards to they were the producers, they were the directors, they were the camera coordinators, they're doing the switch, they're on cameras. It's been amazing. I've had the opportunity, even in professional sets, to work with such powerful and respected female women of color, ADs, directors. The act was directed mostly by women. It's just really nice to watch.
When she's not on campus, Corey works on professional productions in the Savannah area. One of her latest projects was a production assistant job on Hulu's The Act. Corey has dreams, big dreams.
I want to be one of the youngest POC women directors, gay women directors. There's a lot of minorities there to win an Academy Award for directing something. So many goals. So I'm just going to be like, did we make it? Like, are we there? Have we made it yet? And if not, what do I need to do to get there?
What What is this?
Why is this?
Hey, yo, Peter! I'm calling you out, bruh. Rap battle, right here, right now, loser has to leave Bells. Forever.
Period!
As I watch the performance of Grits and see all the activity behind the scenes, something dawns on me. Many of the crew members taking on leadership roles are women and people of color. That's something I've noticed missing on a lot of film sets. D.W. Moffitt, who chairs SCAD's film and television department, points out the diversity to the live audience during the Grits taping.
We're moving on to the next scene. I would like to draw your attention to the number of women in roles of responsibility here this evening. My director, my camera coordinator, my first AT, two of my camera operators are all women, women in film. Come on.
Throughout the public performance of Grits, I spot DW running around offering students like Corey Graves and other cast and crew feedback.
Candace, look at Kennedy really quickly. There you go, right there. There you go. Boom. Okay, we got that?
We're good.
So we're gonna run it from...
Yep, I already told them.
Okay.
Yep.
All
right. All right.
Yep, you're fine. Actors, you ready?
Ready.
Slate in. Camera.
When he's not teaching at the university, D.W. Moffitt works as a professional actor. His credits include the television shows Chicago Med, Grey's Anatomy, and How to Get Away with Murder. But put all of that aside for a second, and let's share his bigger project. Preparing the next generation of filmmakers. And yes, he runs a tight ship.
To your tight ship comment, that's really hats off to the students, because this is all, I have some students that have taken my multicam class, but I would say 75% of the students out there, this is just extracurricular for them. Mm. And they've understood the value of getting this kind of set training experience for the real world.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm also very familiar with, you know, multi-camera setup, and yeah, I used to work on Showtime at the Apollo as well.
Oh, great.
So I came in here, and I could definitely say it's a tight ship, because I see through the chaos. Okay. So I'm like, I know what all the chaos is, but yes, someone who's not familiar would, of course,
yes,
say.
Yeah.
How, in your opinion, how good is it for you to be able to work in the, quote, real world, and then also come back here, work with students, impart the knowledge? What has that meant to you?
I will quote a friend of mine who is a very famous independent filmmaker. Mm-hmm. And he said, film and television, one of the few academic disciplines taught by people who've never done it. and we are, that is not who we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We are about the faculty constantly engaging with the professional community, because the production models change so quickly. And I think that if you haven't worked in this environment professionally, mm-hmm, there's no way you could teach this. There's no, like,
you said it.
Yeah, you just said, I walked on, I get it, I see through it.
Yeah.
You can't see through it unless you've done it. It's so gratifying to be able to take the experience and directly transmit it in terms of a learning experience for the students.
Another faculty member is Mark Timshinjin. He chairs SCAD's Performing Arts Department. Mark spent 25 years in New York and Los Angeles, working mostly on sitcoms. His credits include The Gregory Hines Show, As the World Turns, and The George Lopez Show. Mark works closely with student performers to perfect their comedic timing.
Funny is money, and if you can be funny, you know, it looks like there's only six people that are working on all the comedies, because you can rely on people that are funny, and so they get used over and over again. So we try to teach our students that if you can be funny, you're going to make a living in this business. Right. The thing that thrills me the most is seeing students get better, seeing them improve. I always wish I had somebody, you know, when I went to college, that knew what the real world was and what the real world expected, so that I could make, you know, the right choices. And so seeing these students make the right choices in scenes or, you know, in our sitcom here, it just means the world to watch them. Oh, yes, they're making the right step forward so that they can be, you know, they can make a living doing this.
Here at SCAD's School of Entertainment Arts, future filmmakers can learn everything. Script writing, acting, creating visually stunning graphics, and even designing sound effects. But there's an even greater skill the dean is trying to instill, Have the confidence to seek out opportunities, even on sets that aren't very diverse. Andrew Reeve-Rabb is the dean and a former director of primetime casting for CBS TV.
It's an honor. It's something that, you know, is truly like the second act of my life. The first act being casting director, mm-hmm. the second act being educator.
We met in the university's casting office. Yep, a campus casting office. One thing you can't miss, a wall covered with student headshots. Andra says the big part of her job is trying to change the culture of the entertainment industry.
We are very mindful and very, very proud of in terms of creating environments where our students have a voice and our students have the confidence to step up and to be heard. We model it. Mm-hmm. And we want them to see us. We want them to see our collaborative spirit. You know, I want them to see a strong woman with a strong opinion and a strong voice leading. And I think by modeling it, they become it. They see it, that it becomes part of the water here.
Right.
I think that making sure that our women feel like they have a voice in the room, if they go out in industry and they find themselves in an environment where it doesn't look the same as it does here, mm-hmm. that's not even gonna faze them, because the voice they learned here is the voice they'll use there.
And making all those voices heard is a big part of what can move the film and television industry forward to greater diversity and accuracy. Our thanks to the Savannah College of Art and Design for letting us visit. If you want to see photos from our trip, visit thecreditspodcast.com. We've also posted an extended interview with SCAD student Corey Graves. As she told us, she has big dreams.
I want to be one of the youngest POC women directors, gay women directors, there's a lot of minorities there, to win an Academy Award for directing.
Yes, ma'am, that's what's up. And that's it for us today. Our show is produced by Sean Powers, and Don Smith is our editor. The theme music is by MBB. I'm Kalina Bowler. You can reach us and subscribe to our podcast for free at gpb.org/podcasts. If you have a moment, review and rate us on iTunes. We also want to hear from you. Do you work in the film industry? Tell us what you do. You can reach us at thecredits@gpb.org. Until next time, see you after the movies.